Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
We hit the Great Midwest Bank hotline and welcome in from the Journal Sentinel and JS Online, Matt Velasquez. Matt, it's Tim Allen in for Baby Taos, man. What's happening? Thanks for the time.
Yeah, glad to be talking with you.
Yes. All right. Let me ask you what we've been talking about today. I mean, you obviously covering the Bucks and the whole deal. You feel the response, social media, and your followers as well, your readers. Are the Bucks getting? Are fans giving themselves the enjoyment that they should with a 46-8 freight train that are the Milwaukee Bucks? Are you getting the sense that it's sort of a wait and see thing, or are you getting some excitement level out of them?
Yeah, I think overall there's a pretty good excitement level. I think, you know, most people that I encounter either, you know, in town or you know, on the internet or Journal Sentinel readers or whoever I see them, I think a lot of them are, you know, there is some wait and see, but they're also, you know, if they follow the team on a daily basis, I think they're enjoying the ride. You know, tonight the ride was not very enjoyable for a lot of the game. But I think there was also kind of some level-headedness and some perspective. You know, yes, people were upset, and rightfully so, especially after that first half. But they're also like, you know what, it happens. You know, going into the All-Star break, with the best record in the league, you know, it's okay. Like, no big deal. And I feel like in past years, even last year, maybe there wasn't as much of that. I think there's a, you know, an amount of patience and understanding I think the Bucks have earned. I think the fans are giving them.
Yeah, and I think sometimes we need to learn how to be a front runner, because here in the state of Wisconsin, Matt, it's, you know, we got to go back to 2010 and with the Packers, but I think it's a little different animal. I mean, I was always jealous looking across the nation, looking at Golden State, looking at even many years ago with the Bulls doing their thing and the Lakers doing their thing. Sometimes we have to pinch ourselves to realize that, gosh, the Bucks could be in that situation as we speak.
Yeah, I mean, they are still on track to have the best record of any Bucks team that has ever existed. They still have the reigning MVP, who is happy and healthy and, you know, missed the past two games because of the birth of his child, not because of any type of injury or any problem, who, you know, because of that and the All-Star break, is going to have a pretty significant stretch of rest between, you know, games, you know, since the Bucks don't play again for about a week. So I think it's a pretty good situation for them. You know, they're obviously doing great. And, yeah, I think there's some adjustment, you know, with every fan base, whenever your team that you follow changes course, right? You know, the Bucks have been building since that 15-win season in 2013-14. They've been building, you know, it hasn't always been linear or, you know, always, you know, straight up. But they have been building to this, and they've reached, you know, the pinnacle, at least regular season wise. And now they're hoping for more, and they've set themselves up to be in a position for more. You know, so I think that there's some adjustment to that, and understanding kind of expectations or setting new expectations. But I think, you know, Bucks fans, they're with it. I think they're handling pretty well.
Matt, I agree with you. In tonight's game, I heard Coach Bud talk to you guys about the tale of two halves here. What the hell happened in that first half? I mean, you're looking at 12 turnovers, a sloppy handle on the ball, 27 points off the turnovers. Just what went wrong?
It was an atrocity. It was bad. It was, you know, the way I phrased it on Twitter was, this is what Bucks opponents usually look like, not the Bucks. it was bad. And, you know, they couldn't find any type of consistency on offense. The Pacers were absolutely, you know, locking them down with their defense. You know, the Bucks defense, you know, which is the best defense at, you know, in terms of field goal percentage, especially inside the three-point arc. You know, they don't let up easy buckets, easy layups, stuff like that. And that's all that was happening in the first half. They were a sieve. I mean, it was just unfocused, dispassionate. Like, it was, any way you want to put it out there, it was bad. And you know, to their credit, you know, they went into the locker room, they talked among themselves, they came out, and they played, you know, for the most part, Bucks basketball. You know, they got that game from 23 down to 4, you know, by playing really good defense. You know, Eric Bledsoe mentioned that, you know, they weren't getting as frustrated in the first half. You know, the Pacers would make a shot, and the Bucks were like hanging their heads and stuff like that. You know, second half, they kept pushing, kept plugging away. And eventually, you know, the Pacers, you know, credit to them, they started playing really well down the stretch. The shots that they had been missing in the third quarter, they started knocking down, and Malcolm Brogdon played really well down the stretch. And, you know, they were able to take it home. They were a very motivated team. They'd lost six in a row coming into this one. A lot of them, games they had coughed up late. And so I think they really need to get the monkey off their back, too. So, you know, credit to them for playing a really good game for basically three quarters. And obviously the Bucks played really awful in the first half, and that sank them.
Bucks are well represented in the All-Star festivities over the weekend. And Matt, you personally, though, I mean, it's a grind here. It's a long grind doing what you do. Do you go to Chicago, or do you just take some time off here?
I'll be in Chicago. I'm not going to go down until Saturday morning, though, and I'm gonna try and go home each day. Anytime I can have an opportunity to spend the night in my own bed is something that I'm always happy to do. So I'll go down there Friday. I'll be there for the morning, where they'll have availability for everybody who's doing the All-Star Saturday night stuff. And, you know, both teams will be available that day, which will be a zoo. And, you know, both teams will practice. And then I'll stick around for, you know, Chris Middleton in the skills contest, Pat Connaughton in the dunk contest. And then I'll be there on Sunday night for the game. So I'll be hanging out.
Yeah, that's cool. Anything you want to see Giannis, and Middleton for that matter, but Giannis more specifically, accomplish in this All-Star game?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised to see him gunning for MVP again. I know last year, through probably three quarters of that game, he probably would have been the MVP. He wanted it. And, like, he's not the kind of guy who really is into individual awards, but last year was definitely the exception. He wanted to be the MVP. Some people have joked that this year he picked a team that would make it more likely for him to be the MVP, because I think on paper his team's not as good. But, you know, I'm interested to see how hard he goes and then the way that he plays. And obviously, you know, he can do all kinds of incredible things on the court. So, you know, given the opportunity to throw down some crazy dunks, I'm hoping to see some fun stuff.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I want to see him get the MVP, and I think that's just another trophy that is going to be, well, it's going to be a big trophy case for Giannis, for sure. Matt, always a pleasure. Enjoy the All-Star break, and keep up the good work.
All right, will do. We'll talk to you soon.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.